of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Episode 4 of Off-Rip Radio. I'm your host, Liam, and joining me today is Davey, Adrian 1, and Adrian 2.
What's up?
So that part will be a little bit confusing.
Wait,
today,
should we just go with Forging and Locho, if we'll be using?
Sure. If you want. I think I'm going to leave this music on, like, really low, because
I
kind of enjoying the vibe. Okay, my turn's down a little bit. Well, Dave, take it away. What's the agenda for today?
We're going to be playing a couple songs. I think, is our agenda a little bit shorter? We're going to take a lot more time talking about the songs and play less songs in general, and we're going to kind of test this out.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, please let us know if you like this format better or the more music format better. There will be kind of a variation between, you know, the beginning of the month weeks and the rest of the weeks. So there will be some episodes that are more music, some that are less, some that are more interview focused, more review focused. But again, we want to do all this for you guys and what you guys like. So your feedback is always much appreciated. What else, guys? Say something, 4G. All
right,
how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah?
What
did we do earlier?
We just did a session.
Yeah. Recorded some fire.
Oh, we did a session for the song called "Can't" or "I Win."
Yes, I think it's his next big hit song. In my opinion,
I'm excited to hear it.
It's got a really catchy hook.
Good.
Yeah, like really, really fun. We took a lot of inspo from the new Travis Scott album.
Good.
Utopia, right? Specifically, which tracks? Like, do you want to actually your take on that album?
Actually, old one, Impossible. That song.
Off of what record?
Rodeo.
Rodeo.
What, you're talking about the new Travis Scott album?
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's new Travis Scott or old Travis Scott, it's very, like, the track that we made today was very Travis Scott inspired. What's your take on the new album, but then also, like, what's your take on Travis Scott as a whole and the old versus new Travis Scott, et cetera?
The album's hard. I can't stop listening to it. But old versus new,
Is the music distracting you?
No, it's good. I'm just
stimulating my brain.
I don't really see any differences. Like the sound, like it sounds different. It's a different concept. Like, you know, there's different notes and stuff, but it's almost still like it's just him. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound different. It sounds like different in the project itself, but it sounds like something Travis Scott would make, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's not very left field. Whereas like the Lil Yachty album that dropped was like, what, rock? And he's been like super kind of corny rap up until this point.
I haven't heard him. I haven't heard it. I'm listening.
Yachty? Oh, no. Okay. Well, he like dropped this like rock album, which everyone was like ranting and raving about. So it's always cool when artists kind of take a left turn. But this Travis Scott album wasn't really that. It was kind of, well, would you say it's going deeper into his sound or maybe still staying at the same level as Astroworld?
No, Astroworld was like a roller coaster. This one was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know it's tough. That Modern Jam.
Yeah, Modern Jam.
Fish Pump put it on the Bible. I like a... Am I not supposed to say that? No. I didn't cuss?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
Oh, friend! What do we do, Liam?
I'm going to come back and sort it out.
Okay. You come back and do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that part where he was like, this exact line and position.
Let's
I'm going to put
let's
this
just,
line
okay,
in.
Okay, let's move away. Let's just move away from this conversation. We're just going to move away from this conversation. And we're just gonna play some music. So this is Davey Legend. Somebody.
I use the smoke to bring me peace of mind. All it ever does is cloud my insides. Foggy windows in the back of my eyes.
I know this, would you know this? If I was sore enough, would you still numb me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still numb me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? When we're so bad, when we're so else, when we're so bad, yeah, I can't help myself. When we're so bad, when we're so else, when we're so bad, yeah, I can't help myself. I'm trying to be better. Don't change, my heart don't change like the weather. I wanna get better, but I only end up bitter. Gotta get so bitter, I get so far. Save my mind, bring me back to the center. Fake my vendetta, look into my eyes and tell me that you'll be better with someone else. If I'm not enough, you still know me up. Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still numb me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? When you with somebody, when you with someone else, when you with somebody, yeah, I can't help myself. When you with somebody, when you with someone else, when you with somebody, yeah.
And that was?
You tell me.
That was Somebody by yeah. Davey Legend, a.k.a. me.
Tell me about it.
Dude, I love this song.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you record that chorus without headphones?
Is
that feedback that I'm hearing?
No. So that layer that you're hearing is when I recorded with Lael.
Uh-huh. So there is feedback.
So, well, that one was done, yeah, with no headphones on, and then he was singing like this crazy, like, when you with someone else, like some weird harmony, and it was so, so good. And we just did, like, fake layers or fake crowds.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think it brought so much life into it. But there's also hidden beneath the chorus, there's also just, like, this crowd noise, and it's not crowd noise that we recorded, or it might be from my voice memos, but it's literally just a crowd going, like, wow, yeah, like, it's all crazy, and that just kind of, like, we just put that in there because we're, like, we're just going to add that energy in there, and you're not even going to hear it, you're just going to kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's some really cool layering going on in there, but, yeah.
What was the writing process like?
Dude, I think I was really sad one day. Because I was in a fight with somebody that I really cared about. And it was kind of... It was exactly the situation that I wrote about. To basically put that out there.
Yeah.
And I was really sad. And I kind of... I think I had to, like, leave their house or whatever. And I, like, came home. And I had this instrumental that I had made earlier. And I wasn't even planning on going on it. I think I made the instrumental for fun. Because I was like, ooh, like, I just want to make a choppy little thing. And... I ended up kind of writing a little bit to it. I wasn't in love with it, but then that chorus, I came back to it, and then I was sad, and that chorus just came to me, and it was like, oh my goodness, I had to be sad to write that one. And then we wrote, like, the when you with somebody, when you with someone else, like, I was like, oh, that's the simple kind of catchy thing that I've been looking for, like, so many of my songs, and then it kind of just happened, bro. And then Lael came a while later, because he was like, oh, the intro to this song just isn't hitting. And so he was like, I want to be a part of this with you, and, like, let's write it together.
Yeah.
And so we got together and wrote it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Super fun. And I think that was back in September was when I first wrote the song, and then in, like, December, me and Lael worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's dropping. It dropped in July. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next song I'm dropping has been in the vault for, like, 2 years. So welcome to my life. Just. Working on old music, but it'll be new for everybody else. You know, I think I've been on this, like, grind of music, kind of like keeping everything in the vault for so long that everything that is out there is old, is even older anyways. So, like, this is going to feel super new to everybody anyways. And I don't want to, like, downplay it. Like, I'm not excited about it because I really, really am.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I'm excited.
Heck yeah. What's next?
New Davey. Well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back, and we'll have more music for you. So hang on tight.
Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And we're back. This next song is the first time I've ever heard of this artist. Their name is Spider Blush, and the song is called Depraved. I can't remember how we came across their stuff. I believe it was through Instagram. She's friends and recently had a song with a hyperpop artist by the name of Angelus, with, like, I think it's a 7 at the beginning.
That's cool.
But yeah, love this song. I'm really excited to see what they continue to drop. I think they're at the very early stages of their career. They have, like, under 1,000 followers on Instagram.
They had, like, 17 plays on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, super, super small, but I think a lot of talent and a lot of promising stuff, especially from this track in particular, I think is really, really good. It's, like, almost, like, early Glaive vibes, but
it is, but
more
a little
mature.
More like indie rock.
Yeah,
I'd even say.
Yep, agreed. It's, so yeah, this is Depraved by Spider Blush.
Short song. Minute and 17 seconds. That was Depraved by Spider Blush, which Dave put me on. It really, yeah, we were talking while our mics were muted, and, like, it really, really is like a Claro meets Glaive meets, like, Briston Maroonie or something, texturally and world-building-wise. I really like the snare tone, but I'm a nerd for that because I've been drumming for 15 years.
There could be, like, a sidechain on it, too. I'm not sure if it's artificial just from the mastering and the low end kind of being too much, but it sounds... I like the way it sounds.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Extremely unique.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking at their Spotify right now. They're at 4,000 monthly listeners.
That's solid.
Which is really solid, especially for how small they are. I'd love to get their
branding's not very consistent, either.
Oh,
Okay. I'm not dogging. I'm not dogging at all.
Well, I'd love to get their take on promotion and what artists, because I think they're definitely doing something right.
Oh,
I mean, on
are.
Top of having great music, obviously, but I'd love to see what they're doing. That's bringing them so much success on Spotify as opposed to Instagram.
Facts.
Cool. What's next on the
We are whistle? Looking at... Sorry, I took our little paper. It is Not How I Want To by Zach Sebo, which actually I had been listening... Did I put this one on it or
this
did you?
This is a you pick.
Oh, I put this one on it.
Yeah.
It's like a fun little folky tune, kind of like... Who is it like? I don't know. It's fun. It's kind of like melancholic. I don't know much about them, but...
How did you find it? Do you remember?
Probably Discover Weekly.
Really?
Honestly.
Discover Weekly puts on
that
so
or a radio.
Much stuff.
I love, like, Spotify radios, too.
Really?
They give you, like, my little secret is if I'm, like, listening to a song and I'm like, man, I really want to, like, listen to songs that feel like this right now, go to Spotify radio and it'll give you, like, 50 songs.
See, that feels like cheating. I want to have to work for my good.
That is working. Songs. I press, like, 3 buttons.
No, I feel like I need to find my gems, and it's why my Spotify grows very slowly. It's just like I find stuff.
Oh, my
rarely.
Spotify grows fast.
Yes, yeah.
Hundreds a week. Maybe not hundreds, but
yeah.
This is Not How I Want To. I guess we accidentally cut that off a little early, but that's
the song.
That's that is Not How I Want To by Zach Sebo. You spell his – me and Davey's trying to find it right now, and I'm trying to walk him through. It's Zach, Z-A-C-H-S-E-A-B-O-U-G-H.
Cool. I actually am already following him on the Off-Rip account, and it's B-A-U-G-H. So you butchered it. Anyways –
It's a solid song.
Yeah, it's, you know, it gives me Hozier vibes. It's big Hozier vibes.
It's funny that you said that. We're not quite there yet, but we have new Hozier. Hozier released
on this?
On this.
Oh, is it good?
It's so good.
What?
It's so good. It's coming up in just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I love the production. I really like the mix. I like how the mids hold the vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the guitar texture and the space that's created. Yeah, it's just a good song.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Instagram now. He's actually pretty big. He's honestly a little too big for this playlist, but
womp womp.
He's 214,000 on Instagram. Zach Sebo.
Well, then you're not going to be happy about the next guy.
Uh-oh. Who's the next guy?
Well, the next guy is Renau.
Renau?
Renau probably. Renau.
He's small.
He's still small, but so I found him on his last song, which was released in 2021, called Nobody.
He hasn't dropped since then?
He hasn't dropped since then.
What?
You know which song I'm talking about, don't you?
Maybe. I've listened to the playlist a bunch of times.
Okay, anyways, this next song is, what song is this? Lake House by Renau. I just remember, like, I'm not even kidding you. I found his first song like 2 years ago, two years ago. And I was like, dang, this is a pretty solid song. And his branding, I was really impressed by like his world building, honestly.
Mm.
Let me see if he's signed. Yeah, he is.
How do you know?
Because you can look at the bottom. If you click it, it says.
Oh, on Spotify.
Yeah. Anyways, I remember being like really impressed by like the world that was being built and being like, this is dope.
Yeah.
And then I saw this, it's this, like, him just playing guitar, and it was a song called Lake House. I totally forgot about it.
Bro, this isn't the last song he dropped.
Yes, it is. No, not this one. This one isn't. Nobody is.
Okay, yeah, wait.
Yes, 2021 was the last time he dropped.
No, he just dropped an album on June 2nd.
I know, we're playing a song off the album.
That he dropped on June 2nd?
Yes.
But that's not the latest song.
Oh, womp womp. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Womp womp. Oh, wow. He
dropped the whole album.
He dropped an EP and then an album. Oh, he dropped a lot of songs.
I can't believe
it. Okay, this is Lake House by Renau. I'm totally wrong with my facts. That was Lake House by Renau. Me and Dave were talking while we were listening. I'm going to say that a lot because we're talking during these a lot.
Yep.
I really, really enjoyed how it opened up on the chorus and, like, I don't know, the chorus was like wet, and then like the verses were dry. Yeah. Relatively. I don't know. It was nice, though. It's a good song. Nice little... We're kind of in a Hozier. These last two songs, it's very Hozier.
Yeah, I mean, I think half this playlist was you, half it was me, and we're kind of in like, the Liam kind of spread of things, which tends to be more like live instrumentation, and I would say classic. Just
I'm
classic
a slut
writing.
For some live instrumentation.
Can you say that live on air?
Yes.
You sound so unsure. He's looking it up right. Okay, I want to talk some more about the song, though. This is actually probably my first time hearing it. I don't know why I didn't hear, or maybe I'm spacing on hearing it, but that's, I love how the mix makes you kind of get pulled into it, because it's so dry, but it feels like you're right there in the room, and, it started playing, we're not going to get canceled. Awesome. The moment it started playing, I kind of just, like, relaxed. It's just kind
it's
of
very,
one of
very
those.
Peaceful.
Yeah. You know, and, like, that's hard to do with these slower songs because there's not a lot to play with. The songs that have more tracks, it's kind of almost counterintuitive because you would think that more tracks is harder to balance everything, but you actually end up being able to hide things behind other sounds. And in a song like that, it's like, you're not hiding nothing.
Well, yeah, when you have, like, four puzzle pieces, they have to be, like, perfect.
Perfectly cut, right? Yeah, exactly. Low resolution type thing. They have to be really, really great. So I love that one. The songwriting in and of itself, just coming in instantly, high pitch, high notes.
Yeah.
Falsetto, I think, is kind of iconic sounding. I feel like not a lot of people do that.
It's true.
I would say, like, the normal songwriting structure is like start low. Then build up to high
on the chorus. Yeah,
but I really like that song. I'm glad you added that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're wrapping that part up. And we're heading to our second break, and we will be right back.
Catch you on the flip.
Meow.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. That was The Dress by Dijon. I hope it's Dijon. It's D-I-J-O-N. It's spelled exactly like Dijon mustard.
I thought it actually was the mustard that was making the music.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Dijon mustard? Do you realize how many different types of mustard there are?
Bro, I
normal mustard, Dijon mustard, honey mustard.
Yeah.
What other kinds of mustard?
Listen, I haven't gone down
spicy,
that path.
Spicy honey mustard.
I'm still working on the different kinds
this
of salsa.
This is Soot by Ghost Orchard and Katie.
No matter what I try,
That was Soot by Ghost Orchard and Katie Day. I can't figure out if it's good or bad. I can't figure out if I think it's bad because I have an undeveloped palate. Or I guess I don't think it's bad because the production's crazy. It's very Porter Robinson, kind of hype, I mean, definitely hyper-pop influence. I can't tell if I think it's bad, which I think the production is cool, but I can't tell if I don't like it because my taste isn't developed or if it's not good. But also, Ghost Orchard has some good songs, like more palatable. So I don't know. That's where I'm at.
I liked it. I think that it could have been a lot cooler. I really like songs that have the pitched up vocals like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it kind of sounds like a kid, but it's like electronic-y sounding. I love that stuff. I do that in some of my own personal music. But I wasn't in love with some of the melodies.
No.
To be honest, they're not like, none of it's bad, but it felt not earwormy enough for me. Like, I love songs that it's just like,
catchy.
Yeah, it's just like stuck in your head. Like, or it was just so emotional that it's like stuck with you. Like, the experience affects your experience for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that song didn't do either of those things. Great song, though. I mean, it crosses the T's, dots the I's. You know,
yeah.
But not my thing.
This is Deep End by Landon Conrath. Cornrath. Something.
It's like I'm always on the weekend, stuck in my bed while I think of you. And it's true, it's like I'm always in the deep end, flailing my hands in the air, knowing I can't swim. And I feel that I'm fine when I'm home, and I can't deny that I hate myself. I guess I'm overrated, maybe it's just how my plan, tell you just to go it alone. And maybe I'm gonna stay just like this, maybe I'm never gonna feel good about anything anymore. Am I just being dumb? I'm alive, but sometimes I just wanna be done. She knows that I make up my mind, faking my faith on a Wednesday night. I'm alright, I drove out all the way to Philly. It wasn't sunny, it's clear now that I can't win. And I feel that fine when I'm home, and I can't deny that I hate myself. I guess I'm overrated, maybe it's just how my plan, tell you just to go it alone. And maybe I'm gonna stay just like this, maybe I'm never gonna feel good.
Great chord structure, great production.
I really like that one.
Solid song.
That's my favorite one so far, to be honest.
Here, let me pull up his Spotify so I can offer more information.
Please.
He's a lot bigger than I should have played. Okay, so to be fair, I know that I've seen him. I know that I've listened to other of his songs, but I don't have any of them saved. But I do know.
Oh.
I do know I've listened to other of his songs. Other songs of his. Oh! It's off one of those little tiny EPs with like three songs.
Oh, like Deep End, singles.
The singles that are not actually.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Deep End with Deep End, November, and Broken. So, yeah.
Interesting.
This next song I'll talk about a little bit. Maybe we'll jump back to Landon, is No Caption by SF Ven, Sven.
Oh, right? This guy.
So he released an EP. I'm backtracking. He released Like That in April. And then re-released it with the same cover art.
Yeah.
Called No Caption on the 5th of July. And there's a few new songs. Also very hyper-pop influenced. Fun, like, acoustic sampling stuff. Little pitchy stuff.
No, he's really cool, bro. Isn't he, he's on, like, tour with ex-ambassadors.
I didn't see that.
I mean, he's still, I think, unsigned. He might be early signed. I don't know. But he's really fire. He like, released, like, two or three songs last year and then just, like, absolutely exploded into the blog scene.
Mm.
And he's definitely someone that I think is here to stay for a while.
I would agree. I'm looking at his Instagram. Fun little world he's built. Fun little world. Oh, he's from Europe, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I love this synth work.
This is No Caption.
Day upon feeling like a fool, I knew I would tell you everything that's on my mind. A first dream I never thought of you, but now I do. I believe it until I'm barely sleeping. I need to buckle up. Hell, I need it. Bloodshot as I'm screaming. It's like an uppercut.
Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Welcome back to our final segment of Off Rip Radio. Right now we have some Skunk Funk by the Brecker Brothers playing. I don't actually like the way the song sounds, but it's a fun song to listen to from like a musical standpoint, I think. I don't know.
Anything with trumpets, honestly. With like really snazzy trumpets like this. It was the same thing with the St. Denis Straussman.
Strasbourg Saint Denis.
Same thing. In my head, same thing. But yeah.
Honestly, just the melodies are kind of annoying on this song. That's just me. On the line today, we have our very close friend, Hunt Club, who's actually going to be performing at our show that we're going to talk about in just a second. Hunt Club, how you doing, Mr. Blake?
I'm wonderful. Dude, thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so happy you're here.
Blake!
Hey, what's up?
Hey! I'm so happy you're here.
Just so that you know, Blake, we have Davey,
yo,
Adrian number
yo.
One, and Adrian number two here with us.
Wow. It's a full house.
It's a full house.
It is.
Five of us, including you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks so much for this opportunity. This is so sick, and I'm also so excited for the show coming up
as well. Tell us what you're planning on doing with your set. Just tell us about the show.
Well, I want to start out with another electronic section for the beginning part.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, like, last time was more like house and dubstep bass. I want to see if I can get more drum and bass and other types of electronic subgenres in there. And then from there, I'll flow into more of, like, the stuff that's on Spotify. And I have a new song coming out that I'm excited to premiere with brand new orchestration and arrangement.
Awesome.
And then if there's any time at the end, I'll whip out some opera or something.
Let's go.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Blake, do you have any opera songs that you advise I listen to?
Opera songs to listen to?
Yeah, hit me with one right now.
All right, man. There's it's Gianni Schicchi's aria.
How do I spell that?
G-I-A-N-N-I space S-C-H-I-C-C-H-I, I think.
And which one is it?
Anyways.
Which one is it?
It's worth watching the whole aria. Pardon? What's up?
Which song is it?
It's his aria. So his, like, solo. If you just look up Gianni Schicchi aria, it should come up. It's a one act, probably only about an hour long. There's a ton of versions on YouTube. It is truly one of my favorite operas. I've been fortunate enough to actually perform in it once, but yeah, I feel like you get a kick out of it. It's really funny.
Great.
Amen.
One of the operas of all time.
One of the operas of all time?
Yeah, it's very opera.
What does that mean?
It's one of the operas of all time.
You just say. You
know, the most opera of all time.
When it comes down to opera.
Yeah. Well, what else about the show, I guess? Should we just announce it? Because we haven't even talked about it at all.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. August 18th, Blake, a.k.a. Hunt Club, is coming from L.A., here to Northern California, Redding specifically, with Chick. Who else are you bringing?
We're bringing Chick the Pie, baby!
Woo! Yes. Him, and then
we
have some local talent as well. We have Forgerine is going to be on the bill. Lilo is going to be on the bill. There's also a secret anonymous special guest.
It's Davey.
So tune in.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Very secret and anonymous still.
It's,
all right.
It's going to be in a, what is it, IOF? What is it?
And the IOOF Hall. The something of Odd Fellows.
Yes,
the
International Order of Odd Fellows.
Boom.
Nothing good. I'm an Odd Fellow.
We all, maybe we are. We're the new generation of Odd Fellows.
I'm an autistic fellow.
Let's go.
Y'all have to come. What day is it? August 18th?
August 18th, Friday. $10 at the door. We're partnering
in a whole tempo.
Viva Downtown.
Crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
We got a doorbell really ringer.
You know, I am, and I know that we all are very, very excited to be able to do this show with Viva.
They have been awesome and supportive, and we're excited to build this relationship with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, we are strapped for time. This is our last segment. We got 8 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and play a song by our very own Hunt Club. This is
Getaway.
Concerned for my health, and I promised to get better, but she was only just concerned for herself. And now I fall so far, can't touch the ceiling. I don't know if you'll ever feel me. It's crowded now, needs all the light to with me.
Song I just know it's by Giacomo Puccini. Does that sound like the right way to say his name, Blake?
This is Nessun Dorma by Giacomo Puccini.
There you go.
Puccini.
One
of the best composer, bro. The goated composer.
Oh, no, I'm loving this. Anyways, that last song we played was
Getaway by
Hunt.
Yes.
Hunt
Club.
Blake. Tell me about the song.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this is just so surreal. It's such an amazing moment. Thank you for this.
Of course.
Just getting to hear it on radio, it just really, I got a little emotional. I'm not going to lie. Thank you so much.
Of course, dude. I'm so happy that we're able to share your music with
people.
Yeah,
man. I guess the info for it, it's a little bit cloudy because I'm pulling from a lot of sort of things in my life and my friend's life that have kind of like are synchronous with sort of like, you know, like dealing with jealousy in romantic situations.
Yeah.
Because like in the chorus is like, thought you were just friends and now you're hanging with him. Just sort of like people switching up their motivations or the way they're presenting and it just can be kind of hurtful. So that's kind of what I'm drawing on. But in terms of the execution, I would say that's where I can speak with more authority. I find that I'm very sensitive to specific key signatures in songs, and I try to place my songs in key signatures with a lot of, like, intention. So this is an F-sharp major, and I find that F-sharp major is more of a cold, brooding, hostile, unforgiving key that deals, at least for me, deals with, like, just, like, disdain, you know? Like, it's sort of like a feeling of, like, isolation, especially, and sort of, like, introspection, more than, like, C major or whatever. So, I guess, like, that sort of synesthetic response kind of made me want to sort of dive into that more deeply. And then it was just sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy with, like, the subject matter and then, like, the setup with the sample and all this sort of thing just kind of helped the song write itself.
What key is the song in?
F-sharp major.
Did you say that?
Yeah, that's what he's been talking about.
Sorry.
I would love to hear you. Bro, I want, like, a Bible.
You know what? I love D major. D and E major.
Dude, for the longest time, I couldn't listen to music with D major because it was so emotionally poignant. I would just start, like, getting really just, like, my heart would beat fast.
No, I know.
Like,
That's
but
why
yeah,
I like
no,
it.
I've come around.
I love a good D to a G. A good. Boom.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. You know, then you add the whatever extensions.
I would love to know.
Porgy's laughing, but I think he just doesn't know anything about it. So he's just like,
oh my god!
I want to know like what you would personify each key as. I'm super curious to like know what each key's like emotional and like effect on like a listener is.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I mean, I don't know. This is kind of a super niche thing, but yeah, I would love to discuss it. But it's interesting because Mozart actually had the same kind of situation, and most composers did, because back in the day when they were playing at like A420, now we're at A440, I think, so because of like equal temperament, back when the keys were at A420 and like all the keys sounded a little bit different because they were using like Pythagorean tuning, all the keys sounded a little bit different, and they all sounded very different from one another, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.